Well, I think we should start with the Kangaroos. It was a great result over New Zealand. The Kangaroos blew them away. G'day, Trent.
How are we going?
Good, mate. How was the experience, buddy?
It was awesome. Incredible. Just to get back in camp with the boys. We had a successful Four Nations last year and built a great camaraderie there with the group, and to get back into it and see the boys and then go out to get a great result like that was great.
Trent, do you like the old Dirty Dancing or Saturday Night Fever? What's your go? Because you've been captured.
Mate, there's cameras everywhere these days.
We know that.
I've got to start thinking that.
Can you take us through this thought process, mate, of the dance with the Aussie wig on?
Oh, mate, that was random, that. But it all started in the Four Nations. The boys stitched me up, and they heard that I was practicing a dance in my room one night, and they put the song on and in front of everyone, and I did that, and it's just an ongoing thing now. we have a great result. The boys stitched me up, and the wig happened to be there, and I got forced into it. So, mate, it's all fun and games.
I like it, mate. There's some serious moves.
Yeah, we had a great result, and the boys had a bit of a laugh. So it's all there.
That's all right. Actually, you went okay, actually.
Yeah.
You reckon? Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you're not a dancer, too.
No, though. I'm not a dancer.
No, I can cut a move.
You're a dance studio.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Maybe. Mate, I said on Monday, after watching what I saw over the weekend, if I'm Anthony Griffin, the Penrith coach, I'm telling all my players, if you can play like that during that rep weekend, I want you to play like that for the Panthers.
Yeah. He hasn't said that, but...
he should be.
He should be. No, he's doing awesome the way he's handling everything. He's been a great coach, and I've really looked up to the way that he's handled the last few weeks. But it was great for the boys to go out into their respective rep teams and play at a standard that we all love to see. So, like you said, hopefully everyone's refreshed. They had a good win, or some of them had a good win, and they can bring back that to the Panthers.
Yeah, but it would have been like a freshen up.
Yeah, it always is. I think when you get taken out of the environment that you've been in week in, week out, and go into a camp with different players, different characters, and different coaching staff, I think it's always great. It's like going on a little holiday, break things up, and then you come back to business all fresh and ready to go. So it is definitely a positive for our club.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And you were sort of very honest running into the Kangaroos game, saying, well, my form hadn't been where I wanted it to, and it might be the springboard for a form line for you as well, mate, which is only going to help the team.
Yeah, exactly. I'm always honest with myself. I know and I'm not one to hide it and try and make up reasons why. And I come out and said that, and it was how I felt. And like you said, it's definitely just going to, like I said to the media, it's a kick in the butt. Sometimes you need something like that, no matter what it is in life. So, it's the way that it's been. So I've been working really hard. The team's been working really hard. We've had a great week at training this week, and we're looking forward to the Warriors on Saturday.
Lucky enough to be chatting with Trent Merrin, who's our Thursday expert on the Big Sports Breakfast. Trent, unfortunately, we haven't chatted too much footy this week. As you know, mate, all the terrible headlines regarding the what appears to be a drug problem within the National Rugby League, and now they're announcing a drug crackdown during the bye round, or should be after any round or after any game. What are your thoughts, mate? You're a senior player. Is there a drug culture within the National Rugby League?
To be honest, I think there's a drug culture in society, a massive drug culture in society. I think the horrible thing is that some players get caught up in it, and we're in the limelight, and that's why it gets scrutinised in the media and it's out there. But I think we've got a massive drug problem in society, and I think that's where it all needs to start. But it's definitely not a good image for the game when players get caught up in that. We're still trying to come up with systems in the RLPA to help that situation. And yeah, it's never a good sight to see, especially being in the game and trying to help the game grow. It's definitely not the right step in the right direction. But like I keep saying, mate, I really gets me down when people say that it's just a problem in the NRL. I seriously think that's a problem in society, and that's where it needs to start.
Yeah, I think so too, mate. It's a sort of cultural thing across society where it's so accepted. Do you think, been talking a lot about how it can change, I suppose, for the first striker. Naive to think that's the first time they've ever used, but the first time they get caught, Trent, and I sort of think it's too light, the punishment they get. I mean, what are your thoughts on the punishment handed down?
It's still a subject that needs to be resolved. I think at the moment the Players Association are trying to get partnership with the NRL to grow the game together, and the pros and cons with that, there could be a system there for the image of the game if a player brings the game into dispute like that, that we have a one stuff up rule and you're gone forever in the NRL. Like that's the way it's getting at. If us as players are looking at getting into a partnership with the NRL, we all need to grow the image together as a group and on players' behalf and the NRL behalf, we do need a good punishment system there that is going to help both the players and the NRL, not just the NRL.
So you'd be a supporter of harsher punishment?
I'd definitely be a supporter of harsher punishment in the case that both parties are getting the respect. If the NRL are looking after the players and the players are looking after the NRL and we're growing as a system together, and there's not taking away the fact that taking drugs is an okay thing to do and you get a slap on the wrist and it's play on. That's not the case at all. I think it does deserve a punishment. It's not a good image for the game, but for the whole game to grow from grassroots all the way through to the NRL, I feel that the punishment needs to be at a standard that it's acceptable for both parties, the players and in the game. And yeah, it's something that we're continuing to try and get across to the NRL as a group, and hopefully we get to our head soon.
Yeah, so for the players to go to the National Rugby League and say we deserve this amount of overall revenue, you believe that you've got to be part of that to help grow the revenue, and as we see, you lose sponsors if you have these ugly headlines.
And that's the thing too. If we're a partnership in the game, every player, it's on us then to help promote the game.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. If this stuff comes out, which have been in the last few weeks, then that's on us as players. And we deserve that punishment. But if we're all in the game, every single player is going to try and do the absolute best to promote the game because we're benefiting from it,
yep.
And the game's benefiting from it. So it's great on both sides. So it's still a tough situation. Yep. But if you're going to grow the game together, I think, and we've got a partnership in it, we're going to do everything we possibly can to promote a good image for the game.
Yeah, good to talk to you about that, Trent. All right, you've got to find your mojo against the Warriors.
There's footy.
There is footy. and they're that sort of side that if your mistake rate's up, they can beat you. I mean, you should win, but they're a tough team.
They definitely are. I think Fine and Johnson in that team now, they're really playing direct and they're playing some simple footy compared to recent years. They like to pass the ball around, and it is pretty damaging with the pack that they have and the players that they have on the field. So we've done a lot of homework this week. But like I keep saying, I think it all comes down to us, how we prepare, how we turn up on the day to put in a massive effort. We all know that it needs to start now, and we're preparing for that.
You don't want to give them a start, mate. If you can get on top early, I think of the Warriors, you should be able to go on. But if you give them a sniff, they can knock you off.
Yeah, I think I've played against them for a few years now. A lot of the boys have too, and that's one of the main things is they love to come out of the gate strong and try and put points on you. And when they get a sniff like that, they just keep coming. So our main job is to really hang in there for the whole 80 minutes and get off to a good start.
Good on you, Trent. Thanks for your time, mate. Well done last week, and keep up the new form, shall I say.
Thanks, of course.
See you later, Trent Merrin.